Hello, everyone. This is Rev Paul with Miracles One, and welcome to another episode of Insights on A Course in Miracles. We are right in the middle of getting ready for the Christmas holiday celebration. We're in the middle of December here. And what I did is I picked a reading that's right in the middle of where Jesus talks about Christmas a lot. It's kind of in the middle of chapter 15 of the text of A Course in Miracles. And if you have ever taken the time to read through all of the sections within the text on chapter 15, you'll notice that Jesus frequently references Christmas in that entire chapter. And so I've selected a reading that's kind of in the middle of the chapter. It's titled Practicing the Holy Instant. And it's on chapter 15, section 4, on page 309 in the third edition of A Course in Miracles from the Foundation for Inner Peace. But every section within that chapter leads up, to the climax, if you will, in the last two sections, which where he really hits on Christmas. And so think of this, keep that in the back of your mind, that practicing the holy instant is a reference to help us to prepare to receive a very special gift as we move towards Christmas, as we move towards practicing. And if you have seen the reference to the holy instant in other sections of A Course in Miracles, one of the things you'll notice is that the use of the word the holy instant is just another set of words where he's referencing the light inside of us. He's referencing, and he also references our magnitude. And he talks about our littleness. And I want to remind you, actually, in chapter 10, there's a section in there titled From Our Descent from Magnitude to Littleness. And however, there is a light inside of us. And he talks about this spark of light that we will eventually learn how to perceive. And remember, as Awakening Course students, I like to think of myself, we're going through a crawl, walk, run phases of my journey in my awakening process. And most of us are probably in that crawl part of the process. And he says that in that chapter 10, that this little spark of light, we can learn how to perceive that inside of us, using our spiritual sight. And when we do begin to do that, that is the beginning of the end of sickness for us, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally, and physically in our lives. Because the light starts to heal, it starts to awaken us. And as we awaken to the light of who we really are, a lot of healing manifests all around us. But in this reading here, Practicing the Holy Instant, once again, he talks about this idea of finding our magnitude, that we're in this littleness state. And to work towards finding our magnitude and through this practice of the holy instant, or finding the holy instant. And one of the things that I had to remind myself, well, how do I actually practice finding and experiencing the holy instant? And the actual practice itself is rather simple, but I have to frequently remind myself to do it. And that is, while I'm in my crawl phase, since I don't perceive it all the time, I have to close my eyes and go within and practice meditation. And my goal is to practice in the morning, at least for 15 minutes, and in the evening, at least for 15 minutes every day. And that part of it, you know, the concept is rather easy, but the remembering to do it can be tricky at times. So that's the first thing as far as practice. If you want to learn how to find the holy instant, and you're in this crawl phase where maybe you haven't even experienced it yet, then the key to success is to practice meditation, to practice going within. And then while you're in there, by the way, he kind of talks about some of this stuff in there, is our intent and our willingness. Because when we go within, one of the things that often happens is we'll have thoughts come through. You know, you've got thoughts that come through your mind. And are you paying attention to those thoughts? Are you latching onto those thoughts? Are those thoughts carrying you onto other thoughts? And that can be a problem, because at that point, your intention is to pay attention to the thoughts. And it's not to find and experience the holy instant within yourself, or to experience a glimpse of that within yourself. So that's one of the things, that's why we got to practice frequently. We have busy minds. And if we want to really find this gift for ourselves, which the Holy Spirit is waiting to give us, he's waiting, ready, willing, and he will help us to find it. But we have to go within with an intent to experience it. And then we also have to go with an open mind, all right? We don't know what the experience of the holy instant is like until we actually experience it for the first time, all right? And so you have to go with an open mind, even for that first experience, but also in the subsequent experiences of it. You have to go with an open mind by not latching onto those thoughts and following the thoughts. So find that place inside of you when you go into meditation where you can be very still and centered and calm your thoughts down, quiet your thoughts down. I even work at trying to have no thoughts for a while. And I have an open mind and like, Holy Spirit, okay, I'm here. It is my intent to experience the holy instant. Now I wait in silence, in expectation for you to reveal it to me, for you to give the gift to me. And that is the practice. And it might take you, you might experience a perception of your inner light right away, or it might take several practice periods, but it's there. And it's also, you know, when we suddenly hear the voice of the Holy Spirit speak to us, I kind of consider that part of the Holy Spirit, holy instant as well. Because in that moment, we've broken through the barrier, the timeline of time. We're not thinking about the future, and we're not dwelling on the past. And we have a moment where we break through the present timeline to have a glimpse or experience the real moment of now in eternity, which is the gift that's revealed to us. So that's kind of the idea around the holy instant and practicing the holy instant. And he talks about, you know, you got to have the intent to want to perceive it. You got to really, really want it. And then the Holy Spirit will help you. You can even ask him to help you to get to the experience. Okay. And that is the gift we're really looking for this Christmas and every Christmas and every day. It's not like these gifts back here underneath these Christmas trees here behind me. All right. we're trying to get to something much deeper and much more profound. We're trying to help not only myself, but all of you to find your magnitude, to get a glimpse of your magnitude this Christmas season. So good luck with your practicing. And I'm going to give you a lesson here to go along with your practicing. It's one of, it's lesson 227. This is my holy instant of release on page 405 in the workbook for students for A Course in Miracles. And it's not a very long lesson because I want you to get right to the actual practice and work, which is you get through the lesson, it gets you into the zone, it gets you into the space, and then go into that space where you meet Holy Spirit halfway and then wait for the gift to come. All right. So good luck with your practicing. Thank you for being my mighty companions. I love you all. We'll see you again real soon. Bye-bye.
For more A Course in Miracles video teachings, our study groups, podcasts, self-study courses, articles, and personal A Course in Miracles coaching, access our website at miraclesone.org.